It's time for the MSO New Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni, and here he is in person after some time off. Not you necessarily, but me. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill, and glad that you're back joining us once again.
You got it. Well, Andy, the last time we talked, of course, it was all before this Celtic excitement, but it was also while the Red Sox were in last place, but things have changed. What's going on?
Well, I think it's because you left the state. I think that's the reason why the Red Sox decided to pick things up. That Bill's not around, we're going to stop playing well.
But I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah, they certainly have. I mean, they're on a roll at the moment. The roll got derailed a bit last night as their six-game winning streak came to an end, losing 3-1 to the White Sox in Chicago. Sox did leave 12 runners, that's the Red Sox, that is, in scoring position. Red Sox wrap up this brief three-game road trip tonight in the Windy City 8-10. Michael Wacha will be on the mound for the Sox with the loss last night. Sox fall to 20-23, but now they're in fourth place in the AL East, no longer in the cellar, 10.5 games behind the Yankees.
Yeah, and as of yesterday, I was looking at the standings. They are the hottest team in the American League East for sure, but that's obvious, I suppose, with that winning streak cooking there. But nonetheless, let's kind of look back, Andy, because if we look back at some of the recent games, it also puts the names in the news for us as well for Red Sox performances that I probably haven't been paying attention to that much, but so fill me in. What happened here?
Well, I'll do my best as you were out gallivanting across the country.
Yep.
I will update you on just what was happening. Well, we'll start things off back on, we could go Tuesday, May 17th. Nathan Eovaldi became just the third pitcher in Major League history to give up 5 home runs in an inning. Red Sox blown out by the Astros in that game, 13-2. Fan sitting in the green monster seat caught 2 of those 5 home runs, so that was his lucky day, that's for sure.
Man.
No question about it. So, but things started to turn after that game. On Wednesday the 18th, Nick Pivetta became the first Red Sox starter to throw a complete game since Chris Sale back in 2019, and the first at Fenway since Rick Porcello in 2018 in a 5-1 win over the Astros. Then on Thursday, Trevor Story started to get involved. Hit 3 home runs, drove in 7. Sox doubled up the Mariners 12-6. Story became the first second baseman in Major League history to hit 3 home runs in the game and steal a base. Then on Friday the 20th, Story hit a grand slam. Jackie Bradley Jr., a pinch hit 3-run homer in a 7-3 win over the Mariners. Then on Sunday, Sox made it a season-high 5 wins in a row at the time as Franchy Cordero hit a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the 10th in an 8-4 win. So over the 4-game series against the Mariners, Trevor Story hit 5 home runs. Story was named the American League Player of the Week the last week with 6 home runs, 14 RBIs, and then Story continued his onslaught on Tuesday in Chicago, hitting another home run, drove in 4 more runs as the Red Sox blasted the White Sox 16-3.
You know, Andy, one of the most amazing stat that you have or historical note you have in that in the last several weeks here was the fact that it was actually Chris Sale who pitched the last Red Sox complete game, albeit in 2019.
Yeah, that tells you something right there. When will we ever see Chris Sale back on the mound again? But in fact, 2019, the last complete game, that tells you something right there.
Yeah, there you go. All right, and the fact that it was Chris Sale. All right, so what else do we have for us in Red Sox news?
Well, if you want to head over to Fenway tonight, there's something going on there. I mean, you don't have to just go see the Red Sox play. You can go watch the Red Sox Hall of Fame induction ceremony. The members being honored tonight, David Ortiz, Manny Ramirez, Rich Gedman, Bill Dineen, and Dan Duquette. Tickets still available at redsox.com/Fenway Honors.
All right. So, okay. So what else do you have for us? Well, we have some Nesson highlights here. You always tell me about those. What's going on?
Yeah, Red Sox on this day on Nesson Plus. First pitch coming away not too long from now, 9 o'clock this morning. It's an earlier tilt today. It's a game from May 26th of 2003. Red Sox beat the Yankees 8-4 at Yankee Stadium, scoring all 8 runs off of Roger Clemens and stopping Roger's quest for his 300th win.
All right. Okay. Well, Andy, the other thing that you always do for us is provide updates from around Major League Baseball. For those of us that travel or can't follow every single game every single night, you pull out the highlights. You cull the highlights for us. So what happened here in Major League Baseball over the last week or two?
Well, back on May the 14th, Angels pitcher Shohei Ohtani became the second pitcher in history with 100 career home runs. Of course, the other was Babe Ruth. And on Sunday, May 15th, 2 Reds pitchers combined to throw a no-hitter, but they lost 1-0 to the Pirates. And also on Sunday the 15th, Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina and pitcher Adam Wainwright rewrote the record books. The duo set a new Major League record for wins by battery mates in the Cardinals' 15-6 rout of the Giants at Busch Stadium. They now have 203 victories together, and their 311 career starts together rank third all-time. Tuesday, May 17th, the Dodgers played their first doubleheader at Dodger Stadium since 1999.
Oh, that's nice. It's still great to see doubleheaders, but I know times have changed. I get it, but it's nice.
I would agree. Been some time for me, that's for sure. Some other notes that happened to Major League Baseball since we last spoke. Major League Baseball fining and suspending Yankees third baseman Josh Donaldson for one game for his disrespectful remark towards White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson. Donaldson addressed Anderson as Jackie in reference to Jackie Robinson over the weekend. Donaldson said the Jackie comment referred to a 2019 interview with Sports Illustrated in which Anderson described himself as being today's Jackie Robinson. And then Orioles pitcher Matt Harvey's been suspended 60 games without pay for what Major League Baseball says is participating in the distribution of a prohibited drug of abuse. Earlier this year, Harvey testified in federal court, admitted to supplying opioids to former Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs before his 2019 overdose death.
Hmm. Well, Andy, let's just come back to the Red Sox for a moment here. Looking ahead here, what can you tell us? What are your thoughts moving forward now that the Red Sox have at least moved out of last place and into fourth place?
Yeah, things are looking a little brighter over on Jersey Street, that's for sure. Red Sox is, again, wrapping up this brief three-game set in the Windy City tonight, so hopefully they can come out with a win because they're coming home for Memorial Day weekend, and they're opening up a five-game series on Friday against the Orioles. How often do you hear about a five-game home series altogether? So they'll play the Orioles through Monday, and then the Reds come in for two before the Sox head out on a West Coast road trip, so those seven games between the Orioles and the Reds, you're really going to make some hay. You're dealing with two teams in last place in their divisions respectively. So, you got to hope you're going to get at least five out of the seven in the win column as you go forward. And see what happens on the West Coast. The West Coast is always an adventure for the Red Sox as they head out there. But, little by little, piece by piece, I guess, is the way to look at it. It's not going to be an overnight thing. But the Red Sox climb right back up into the pennant chase. But they still have the wild card to keep an eye out for, so I think fans can look at that right now instead of looking at that 10.5 game deficit to the Yankees being in fourth place in the division.
Just talking about doubleheaders, Andy, my math's not the best, but Friday through Monday is 4 days, five games over 4 days. One of those days, they've got to be trying to play two, right?
They're playing two on Saturday, and it's not the conventional doubleheader. It's a split day-night.
Yeah,
Bill.
Yeah.
First game at 12:10 and the nightcap at 6:10. So you'd have to leave the ballpark, go to Kenmore Square, grab some dinner, and then head back over for the night game. So if you're looking for a doubleheader of sort on a Saturday.
Yeah, well, if we were doing it, I would buy you a slushie in between games for sure, at least.
I appreciate that. That would be nice. But that's definitely a full day at Fenway, at 12:10 and the 6:10.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
You're looking at that could be close to a 12-hour day. Who knows?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, and finally, Andy, the bats have come alive. That's one of the big differences right now, right?
Oh, no question. Obviously, Trevor Story is getting involved, earning his $140 million contract to get things going after what he did last week and continues into this week. J.D. Martinez has been hitting well. Obviously, Rafael Devers, Xander Bogaerts, they're up in the league leaders for batting average. So, the bats are starting to come together. The pitching, which hasn't been that bad technically overall the whole season, so they're still hanging in there a bit. The bullpen is still kind of in shambles, really no one with designated roles as to who's a closer and what's going on there. But Tanner Houck came in yesterday, did a nice job, a little long relief action, and the new role he is kind of replacing Garrett Whitlock's role now that he's into the rotation. So have to see how it all plays out going forward.
You got it. Well, Andy, always good talking with you. Thanks for the information, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it, my friend.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO, newsports.com.